Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ed Stroud. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting third. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Egan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Alvarado. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wilbur Wood. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Dobson. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Pat Dobson. And now, play ball. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone takes first base on ball four. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball four. Johnson moves to second. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws to second. Andrews drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Andrews. Johnson scores. Echeverrin moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger takes first base on ball four. Pat Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson hits a fly ball into center field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-1 in the game. Stroud hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. Reichardt takes first base on ball four. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnstone hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Egan strikes out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Powell strikes out. Egan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Powell out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-2 in the game. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson misplays the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stroud. The throw from Echeverrin and he is safe. Stroud steals second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-1 in the game. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Wood covering, for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bellinger hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Buford. Melton reaches second base with a double. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Reichardt hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Johnstone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Echeverrin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Egan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alvarado strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buford moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. Wood strikes out. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0 for 3 in the game. Stroud hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stroud. The throw from Etchy Barron and he is safe. Stroud steals second. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stroud. The throw from Etchy Barron and he is out, Robinson applying the tag. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andrews moves to second. Dave Boswell now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Andrews moves to third. May moves to second. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Reichardt hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Blair. Reichardt reaches second base with a double. Andrews scores. May scores. Melton goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1. White Sox. Grant Jackson now pitching. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnstone hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Wood covering, for the out. One out. Andy Etchy Barron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etchy Barron is 0 for 2 in the game. Etchy Barron hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Motten pinch hits for Grant Jackson. Kurt Motten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motten hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bellinger moves to second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bellinger scores. Motten moves to third. It's 7-2, White Sox. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Dukes now pitching. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Egan strikes out. 1 out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-3 in the game. Wood is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-3 in the game. Echeverrin hits a fly ball into center field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Andrews hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Merv Rettenmund pinch hits for Tom Dukes. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Buford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rettenmund moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Blair strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 4 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rhett Munn scores. Buford moves to second. It's 7-3, White Sox. Vicente Romo now pitching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Buford moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.